Begin the current daf masechta. This is even daf mem gimel. Begin on the bottom of mem beis 2 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that's in our Mishnah. We had a machlokes regarding the cases of deer and sahar and svina. That is, if someone is in the ear space of a corral or a boat, we had a machlokes if one is allowed to go in the entire area, even if it's out of his tchum. Let's say Nachum rent or Ruach ro and picked him up and brought him out of his tchum into this area, since it's enclosed with mechitzas. One opinion said you could walk the entire area. The other opinion said you could only go dalet amos because you're out of your tchum. Similarly, regarding a svina on a boat, are you allowed to walk the entire area of the boat even though you're out of your tchum? Or are you only allowed to walk within dalet amos? On the previous daf on the bottom, the Gemara said that everyone paskins, even Shmuel, that regarding the sugya of deer and sahar, that there he argues and says the halacha is not a gram gamliel, that you would only be able to walk dalet amos. Regarding the svina of the boat, there everybody agrees the halacha would follow gram gamliel, that you could walk an entire boat. Which the Gemara had a machleik is two different opinions. Why is that? Why does everyone agree to paskin like gram gamliel, at least by the case of the boat, even if there would be those that would say the halacha does not follow him regarding deer sahar, that the corral you could only walk dalet amos, but the boat you could walk the entire thing? So Rabbi's opinion was, because the case of the boat is different than the Deir Sahar. The case of Deir Sahar is that you were in your city, then Nachrim, non-Jews, went and picked you up and took you out of your tchum and put you in the corral. So there, that is where we say you didn't start off Shabbos in that Aver Mechitza, so for you it's not considered as an area of Dalet Amos. But regarding the case of the boat, there everyone's going to agree you could walk the entire boat because since you started off your Shabbos within this area that has walls, the boat is an area that has mechitzas of that with the requisite height, and therefore it's going to be considered according to everybody that you could walk the entire area. Reb Zera said a different reason. He said that since every time you're picking up your foot to take a step, before you put your foot down, the boat moves another dalet amos, so therefore it's like as if you're taking that, and even if you say that your entire area is only dalet amos, like the Deir Sahar, like those opinions, that you can't walk more than dalet amos, but once they take you out of your tchum, you get another 4 amos, because every time you're taken out of your tchum, as that opinion holds, you get dalet amos. So if you continuously are getting replenishments of dalet amos, so you could continue to walk the entire boat, because it's never more than the 4 amos than you're able to get, because every time you're taking another step, again the boat moves 4 amos, takes you out of your tchum, gives you another 4 amos, and continuously gives you 4 amos, so that's why you could walk the entire boat. That's where our current daf begins. And the Gemara asks on each opinion why they didn't say like the other one. Reb Zera, my time alone, Rabba. Why didn't Reb Zera say the same reason as Rabba? That the reason was Hoyl v'Shavas ba'aver mechitzes mebo'ayim, since that is where you started off your Shabbos within this area, as we say regarding a house or a city. If this is where you started off, we view the entire area as a Rishus Hayachin, as Dalet Amos, and that's why he could walk the entire area. Why does he have to say his own reason? And the Gemara says, Amalach, Reb Zera would tell you the mechitzes, the walls of the boat, and we continue on the top of Megillah and Aleph, Lahavrich Mayim Asuyas. The walls of the boat are only meant to push away the water, so to speak. That is, they're not considered mechitzas to make the whole boat like one big dalet amos. And that is, you're right, generally when you're in the area that's surrounded with walls, let it be a deer, a sahar, a corral, or a bayis, or even a city that's surrounded with walls, we view it as dalet amos. That's because the walls we view as maintaining what's inside of it. But the walls of the boat are only to keep the water out, not for what's inside of it. And therefore, he doesn't consider that as mechitzes to create the entire area of the boat as one area of dalet amos. Then the Gemara asks, V'rabba my time alam k'reb zera. Why didn't Rabba say l'kreb zera? That svara l'chayr makes sense, that every time the boat is moving, then you're going to be getting another dalet amos. And that's a reason why you should be able to walk the entire boat. So on that, Rabba would tell you, Bim Haleches, you're right, when the boat is moving, well, you could say that reason that Reb Zera said that the Svin is not lost, like the boat is continuously taking him out of his dalet amos. They're coolly amalei pligi. There, nobody would argue. That is, even the other opinion that argues on Reb Gamliel, that says generally you only get dalet amos, and Reb Gamliel is the one that says you can walk the entire area, there even Reb Akiva of the Mishnah would agree to Reb Gamliel that they would be mutter. So that is, we can't say that is where we say that Halacha follows Reb Gamliel, in contrast to those who argue in them, because even there, when the boat is going, even Reb Akiva would agree. So when is the machlokes? Ki pligi b'sha'amda. The whole machlokes is regarding the case of Sfina. Again, if you could walk dalet amos or the whole entire boat, it was only when the boat is standing. And when you're standing, that's when you're acquiring your dalet amos. And still, even then, is when Reb Gamliel said that it's going to be mutter, because of my reason, Rabbi says, because of aver mechitzas, because you're in the airspace of the walls of the boat. But regarding that, that's where Reb Akiva would argue and say, wait, you don't get more than dalet amos, because he doesn't hold that you get the aver mechitzas, just like deer and sahar. And therefore, I can't say like you, because the boat is moving, because then that wouldn't be what the machlokes is about, to say that is where the halacha falls Reb Gamliel, because there, even Reb Akiva would agree that you could walk the entire boat. Must be it's when it's not moving. When it's standing. When it's standing, then you don't have your svara b'zera of that it's continuously taking you out of your dalat amas because now it's in one spot. Therefore, you have to only say the reason why it would be mutter and why we would say like a m'lil is because of the avim achitzes. So on this machlokes, the Gemara comments on from Nachum Yitzchok, Masnitin Namideka, a precise reading of our Mishnah also seems to indicate like Rabbah's interpretation. Dimalech is loy pligi that the whole machlokes was not talking about when it was going; it was only when it was stopped. That is where Reb Kiva says you only get dalat amas, and Gamliel still says you get the entire boat. Mimai, where do we see that? The Tani from the fact that we learned in our Mishnah. It said the following story. It said, "Ma'isa shabom in Palmdarisen," that there was an incident once when they were coming from this place, Palmdarisen. "Ve'fligis v'nasabayam," and their ship was out in the sea. "Regmulil v'rebelaz b'nazaria halchas kula," like their opinion that you could walk an entire area of the deer in the Sahara. And same thing was with the boat. "Rebishuv rebekiva loizozum arabamis," they didn't leave the area of four amas that they were in. "Sherotz lahachmar alatzman," because they wanted to be stringent on them, as their opinion is you only get dalat amas. So now the Gemara proves like Rabbah. It's very well understood if you say that the whole machlokes was not when the boat was moving. The whole machlokes was only when it was stopping, when it was standing one place, as Rabbi explained. So that would make sense why it says that ratzu, that they wanted to be stringent on themselves, which is mashma, that it was really and essentially, according to the letter of law, mutter even according to Bekiva. So obviously, when was it that they said that it's usr? That wasn't when it was going, because when it was going, as we said, there everybody would agree that it's mutter because it continuously takes you out of your dalat amas, so you get another dalat amas, and you can walk the entire boat. And it was only there where the boat was moving, actually, where it's mutter, that then is where they ratzu lahachma, then they wanted to be stringent on themselves. Why? I thought if you say that when it's going, everybody would agree it's mutter. That is why they wanted to be stringent, dilma amdu, because maybe it did stop. If it suddenly stopped and they didn't realize it, that means, what? They can't go more than dalat amas. So therefore, they never wanted to move more than dalat amas. So although essentially it was mutter, and that's why it only says that they wanted to be stringent, because when it's moving, you continuously get more dalat amas, but they were concerned that maybe it would stop. Eli'i amid, but if you say that when it stops, there everybody agrees that it's usr because the mechitzas are not chashiv. That's the way Reb Zera holds. He argues on Rab, and he holds that no, they're not considered full-fledged mechitzas to make the entire area dalat amas because it's only to keep the water out, and it's only when it's going. B'malech is that it's pligi, that's when they're arguing as Reb Zera had interpreted. And then hay ratzu lahachma, this that it says that they wanted to be stringent. What does it mean that they wanted to be stringent? But according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, whether if it's going or whether it's stopped, isuruhu. What do you mean? It's an isur. It's forbidden. It's not a ratu lahachmer. According to them, the letter of the law is that it's asur. So why would it say that they ratu lahachmer? They want to be stringent if it's actually asur. So that seems to indicate that the interpretation of the machlokes is the way Rabbi said it and not the way Rabbi Zera said it. Rav Ashi follows up on this and he says, Masnit Namideka, again, the precise reading of the Mishnah is also seems to indicate that the whole machlokes is only when the boat was stopped, not when it was going. As Rabbah had said, that when it's going there, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Kiva. Diktani, like we learned in our Mishnah. Sfina dumyu didir v'sahar. We have two cases that they argue about. One is the case of a boat, if you get the whole entire boat or just dalat amas, and also the case of dir sahar and this corral in the pen. So therefore, you could compare them. Ma dir v'sahar de kafi, just like by the case of the corral in the pen, where they're established, they're not things that move. Also seems to indicate that the case of the ship and the boat that they were arguing about was also talking about when it was established and it was in one place and wasn't moving. That is where they had the whole machloikis, which would seem to indicate not the Gribzeriv shot, because then you don't have a svara, obviously, that it's continuously moving you out of your dalat amas. And that are the two rayas that it seems that the interpretation of the machloikis is like Rabbi said, that the whole heter of Reb Gamliel, why everyone says we pass like Reb Gamliel, is because you started off your Shabbos in the Avraham Mechitzes, but not like Reb Zera, that because it continuously takes you out of your dalat amas, and then you keep on replenishing dalat amas to go the entire boat. So now the Gemara continues on this topic with a statement that's related to what was mentioned on the previous daf regarding how this discussion started about who the halacha follows like in our Mishnah regarding do you get the entire boat or do you only get dalat amas? Amli Rav Acha bereid Rav Ravashi Hilcha Shigmulil b'svin halacha follows Gamliel by the case of the boat that you get an entire boat not just dalat amas. On that, the Gemara makes an inference. Helcha samachal de pligi. When you say the halacha falls to Gamliel, it sounds like you're trying to say that, but that there's an argument regarding the boat. But how could you say that? In our Mishnah, it says regarding the case of regarding the deer in the Sahara, there's explicitly a machlokes between the different opinions. Do you get dalat amas or do you get the entire area of the deer in the Sahara? But the case of the boat, that there was a story that was illustrated, those who were arguing didn't say they argued. It said, Ratzu lahachma, they wanted to be stringent. Where does Rav and Shmuel see that they argued by the case of the boat to say that the halacha follows Rav Gamliel by the boat? Where do you see that they even argued? It just says that Ratzu. And that the Gemara says, in. Yes, that they did argue on that case also. Vatanya, and we have a brice that shows that they argue when it stopped at one place. And this, although it says in our Mishnah, Ratzu lahachmer, again, as our previous Gemara just illustrated, that was talking about when it was moving. When it was moving, then they wanted to be stringent and to say maybe it stopped. But regarding the case when it stopped, there is a machlekes, you get just Dalet Amos or the entire boat, and if that is what they're saying, that Halacha Fazim Gamliel, that you get the entire boat, even if it's in one spot and it's not moving. As the Gemara brings from the Braisa, Hananya ben Achira b'Yeshua Oimer, Kol Oysa Ayoim, that entire day when they were on the boat, this story that was brought in the Mishnah, he gives the full story over there. He says, Yashu v'donu b'dvar halacha, the entire day they sat and they declared, they were handling this halacha back and forth. Emesh, when it finally came nighttime, Hechriya Achi Abba, my uncle, Rabbi Yeshua, he concluded, Halacha, Kerem Gamliel, Besvina, Halacha, Fazim Gamliel, by Svina, and that is obviously they were arguing that there is a Machlekes. And that is what we have to say, that Halacha does follow him, even though that there is a Machlekes. But Halacha, Kerem Kiva, Bedir, but however, the Halacha, Fazim Kiva, by Adir and Sahar, that there we say that you could only get Dalet Amos and don't get an entire area, as Shmuel said in the previous daf. So now, on the topic of our Mishnah, which is related to what we spoke about in the previous Gemara about Tchumen regarding a Svina on the ship, the Gemara brings an interesting discussion regarding the fundamental principle of Tchumen regarding its geographical area. Rav Chananya, yes, Tchumen, do we say that there is an application of the prohibition of Tchumen, of the boundaries that one is allowed to go on Shabbos, Lamaila Ma'asar? Is it even above 10 tefachim from the ground, as the Gemara is going to explain? Or do you say that the boundaries that a person has only on land, on the surface area of the ground, but not above 10 tefachim from the ground, as the Gemara explains? Amud gavaya asara v'rachav arba, regarding a pillar that's ten tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide, that let's say one end of this pillar goes into the tchum. There you definitely cannot have a question that the Issa of Tchumen will apply to such a pillar and that you can't go on one end that's inside the Tchum to be able to walk off that pillar out in the other end that goes out of the Tchum. The Aris Michtihi, that is considered like an extension of the ground, which it's easy to walk on. And since it's easy to walk on, that's definitely considered as part of this planet, a part of this planet Earth, where you cannot go out of your tchum of 2,000 amas. So though it's above 10 tefachim, but since it's Earth, it's land, it's something that's connected to the ground, definitely you won't be able to walk from one end of the pole that's in the tchum out of the tchum, even though it's above 10 tefachim. Ki tibaylach, when did you have this question regarding if it's going to be considered not in the area of tchum, which would be on the ear space of 10 tefachim and below, but not above 10 tefachim? That is Amid Gavaya Asara. We're talking about a pillar that's 10 tefachim high, but Ve'ein Rachav Abba, it's not 4 tefachim wide, and therefore, since it's not so convenient to walk on, we don't view that as an extension of the ground, which the earth is what you walk on. This type of thing you wouldn't walk on because it's not convenient. Do we say that there the halacha of Tchumen would not apply, and you could walk even out of 2,000 amas above the ear space of 10 tefachim? Inami, another application to have how you could be walking above 10 tefachim from the ground. The ka'azal b'kvitza, that you go with jumping, as Rashi explains, it means by using Hashem, one of the holy names of Hashem, that is, you could be flying in the air. The question is that considered hiluch or not? Is that included in the isra of tchumen or not? Obviously, in current applications, we can understand there are ways to be in the air and not be on the ground without walking. There are ways to do that. Lishnachrina, another version of this question is, Bisvina on a boat, that is a regular boat generally, is when it goes on the water, it's above 10 tefachim from the ground. And it's not landing, it's not there at the port. And therefore it's similar to jumping in the air, that is with what you think is shame, or again, or other ways of staying up, afloat in the air. The question is, what is the halacha? Do we say that the halacha of tchumen applies above 10 tefachim or not? So Amar Rav Hoshea says, Toshima, bring a ride from our Mishnah. It says, there was this story when they were coming from Paldarisin, and that their boat was out in the sea, and then they had the whole discussion. So, and we had that machlekes where you're allowed to go 4 amas, or you're allowed to go the whole entire boat. So, if you say that there is tchumen above 10 tefachim on the ground, if you're in a plane, anything that's keeping you above 10 tefachim from the ground. So then, mishum hachi ratzu, that makes sense why the other opinions wanted to be machmer, like Rabbi Kiva, that you could only get Dalet Amos. And that's why, because the halacha of tchumen applies even though you're above 10 tvachim from the ground. But if you say there is no halachic application of tchumen above 10 tvachim from the ground, which one of those applications is a boat that's above the ground 10 tvachim? Amai ratzu. Why is it that they wanted to be stringent? There is no isser, even if, as we explained in the Gemara before, that you're right, when halacha 7 agrees, you continuously get dalet amos. But even if it stops, what's the problem? You're up in the air above 10 tvachim from the ground. Tchumen only applies when you're on this earth, on the planet, on the hard ground. But above 10 tvachim, it doesn't apply. So obviously, you see that tchumen applies even above 10 tvachim. And then the Gemara says, no, not a raya. Kedamar Rava, like Rava says elsewhere, as the Gemara is going to quote in a moment, b'maleches birakak, when it's going in a shallow little pond, something that's less than 10 tvachim from the ground. Hachanam b'maleches birakak, here also we're talking about when the boat was going in a very shallow water, so therefore the boat is not above 10 tvachim from the ground. That's why it would be considered that you would have an issue of tchumen. But above 10 tvachim, maybe you would not have an issue of tchumen. Toshima, again, the Gemara wants to bring a different raya from our Mishnah. A different incident that's mentioned in our Mishnah is Pam Achas, one time, Lo Nichnasu Lenamal Achachacheche Vechulu. One time they didn't get to the port until it was already dark, and they asked Rabbi Gamliel, what's the halacha? Are we considered coming out of the Tchum because we weren't there in the port until it was already Shabbos started? So the Gemara says, Iyamid Bishlemi Yesh Tchum in Shabbos. If you say that there is an application of the halachas of Tchum in, even above 10 tfachim from the ground, so it makes sense what they were asking him. Although we were out at sea, but we were coming out of the Tchum because although we're above 10 tfachim, halachas of Tchum applies even above 10 tfachim. Iyamid ain't Tchum in, but if you say there is no Isser of Tchum in, above 10 tfachim from the ground, Kilo Hayina Betechet Tchum Mayhava. Even according to that tzad that they were telling him, Gamliel, that maybe we were out of the Tchum by the time Shabbos was already coming, what's the difference? They were above 10 tvachim, the Isser of Tchumen doesn't apply to them. So when they finally get in that area of 10 tvachim, that's when it starts, and then they're already inside the Tchum. What's the difference? And that the Gemara says, Amar Rava, this is what the same dichui that we mentioned before, b'maleches birkak, not a raya, because maybe it was told by that they were going in shallow water, and since they were going in shallow water, and therefore the halachas of Tchumen apply to them, because it's not more than 10 tefachim above the ground, therefore they were concerned that maybe they didn't get there before it got dark, and they were coming from out of the Tchum below 10 tefachim, but maybe above 10 tefachim, the halachas of Tchumen would not apply. Tashma, again, the Gemara tries to bring a different raya. It says, Hani Shav Shmaita, these seven statements, these Amrin B'tzafer B'Shabbat Kamed Rav Chizda B'Suri, that were said, that were mentioned in front of Rav Chizda in Surah in the morning on Shabbos, yet towards the evening, like Shal Shuddah's time of Shabbos, it was mentioned in front of Rav in Pumbedisa. Now, man amrina, who said that? How is it possible to get from Surah in the morning to Pumbedisa in the evening when it's out of the Tchum? Who can get? It's just way too far anyways to travel. It's not enough time. Obviously, it was Eliyahu HaNavi that went there, and he's a malach, so he can get there. But obviously you see that the halachas of Tchumen don't apply to Tchumen above 10 tvachim, because how could he go out of the Tchum? Obviously, he went flying in the sky with the Shem HaMafayrish, and therefore, that's not a problem, because although he was going such a far distance, since he was traveling above 10 tvachim from the ground, that's not an Isra of Tchumen, and that's why he was allowed to do that. So you see that the halachas of Tchumen do not apply above 10 tvachim. And then the Gemara says, like, maybe not, Dilma Yosef Shedamrino, maybe it wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi who had mentioned the halacha in both places, in both about the Midrashas. Maybe it was Yosef the Shade, and this Shade, this demon, he doesn't keep Shabbos, so that's why he was allowed to do it, and that because he didn't keep Shabbos. But maybe Eliyahu HaNavi, Taka, would not have been able to do it, because it would be traveling out of Tchum, even if it's above 10 tvachim. So Toshim, again, the Gemara trying to bring a raya. It says, Hareini Nazir b'yom sheben David ba. If someone says that I will be a Nazir, that's someone that's forbidden to drink wine, to cut his hair, on the day that Mashiach comes, Mashiach ben David comes. So the halacha is, Mutta lishtis yayin b'shabbos is a b'yom tev. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, because definitely Mashiach is not coming on that day, so therefore you could drink wine on that day. We'll continue on to Amud Beis. However, but you're not allowed to drink wine any day of the week, because maybe he's going to come on that day. So now the Gemara brings its right. If you say that there is the Isra of Tchumen even above 10 Tvachim, so that makes sense. Wine, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, it's mutter to drink wine because Mashiach's not going to come, because he can't come from out of the Tchum. And even if he's coming from above 10 Tvachim, it's still going to be a problem. Eliyamid ain't Tchumen, but if you say there is no Isra of Tchumen above 10 Tvachim from the ground, why is it mutter to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Maybe Mashiach's going to come. Because if he could come on Shabbos and Yom Tov because he's coming from above 10 Tfachim, from the sky, and therefore he's going to be coming without a Isra of Tchumen, so that therefore he could come. So obviously you see that there is a Isra Tchumen even above 10 Tfachim from the ground. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot. Shani Hasam, there it's different. We know that he's not going to come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not because there's Isra of Tchumen, but rather the Amakra, because there's a pasuk in Malachi that says, that behold, I am going to send forth to you Eliyahu HaNavi, as the pasuk over there says, lifnei bayir masham, before the day that Hashem will come. In other words, before Mashiach ben David is going to come, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to be mevasher, to tell us the good news. He's going to herald in the coming of Mashiach, so we know he's going to come. And since Eliyahu HaNavi did not come Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, so therefore we know Mashiach is not coming today on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why you're allowed to drink wine on that day. Rosh Gemara asks, if that's the case, then even by the weekday, every day you should be allowed to drink wine. The reason being, because Eliyahu HaNavi did not come yesterday, so you know Mashiach is not coming today. So the Gemara says, Ela, Amrina Lebes Na God Lasa. The reason why you can't drink every day wine is because maybe Eliyahu HaNavi did come yesterday and he came to tell Beis Din. He doesn't come to every single guy, hey, you should just know Mashiach is coming tomorrow. He came to the great big Beis Din. Therefore, the question is, therefore, Shabbos and Yom Tov also, you should not be allowed to drink wine because maybe he came to tell the Beis Din yesterday, and therefore, maybe today on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mashiach is going to come. And that the Gemara says, Kvar muftach lehen liYisrael she'en Eliyahu bo. It's already guaranteed to the Jewish people that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come, loy ba'arav Shabbos, it's not on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, v'loy ba'arav Yom Tovim, and not on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore we know he's not going to come, Mashiach's not coming today on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Eliyahu HaNavi did not come yesterday. How do we know Eliyahu HaNavi is for sure not coming Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov? Because of the exertion, the effort, that people are going to leave all the needs that everyone runs to take care of the Tzarchei Shabbos, they're going to go to be mekabel the Pnei of Eliyahu HaNavi, and therefore, it's going to make everything very difficult because everyone's really preparing for Shabbos and they're going to have to be busy being Makabal Panei Rabbi of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's why they know that he's definitely not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov because of the problems that are going to come up. And that's why on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you know Mashiach's not coming, so you could drink wine. And that the Gemara asked the following question. Kesalka Daitach, the Gemara had assumed, Mideliyahu Loi Asa, from the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Friday, again, because the great Tircha, they're busy, you know, greeting Eliyahu HaNavi, so Mashiach Nami Liyasa, so Mashiach is also not going to come on Friday, because again, everyone's going to be busy going to Mashiach when they have to get ready for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore the question is, B'mali Shabbos Alishtri. So Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos, you should also be allowed to drink wine, even on this Suffolk Nazir that you made on the day Mashiach comes, because he's also not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, because of the issues that are going to come up with Tircha. Tirush Digma says no. Eliyahu le'asa, Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Friday, but Mashiach asa Mashiach could and would come on Friday. The reason being, to keep in the asa Mashiach, because once Mashiach comes, ha'kol avadim hein li'Yisrael, everybody, all the people from all the nations become slaves to the Jewish people to serve them, and therefore there won't be any tircha for the Jewish people, because they have other people helping them out and taking care of the Shabbos needs, so that they could go and greet and be involved in Mashiach, because Eliyahu HaNavi is just telling us news, but we're still going to have to take care of what our needs are. When Mashiach comes on Friday or Erev Yom Tov, there we're going to have everybody serving us, and that's why it's not going to be a concern of Tircha. Then the Gemara asks, B'chad b'shabbat l'shtri, but Sunday should be permitted to drink wine, because definitely Mashiach is not going to be coming today, that is the day after Shabbos or Yom Tov, because yesterday on Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi did not come. And from the fact that it still is Asr on Sunday, as it said, only Mutar on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Liv should be Neidah. So the Gemara says we should resolve from here the Ein Tchumen, that there is no Tchumen above 10 Tfachim from the ground. That is, that we have to be concerned that maybe Eliyahu HaNavi did come yesterday on Shabbos, and that there is no Isr of Tchumen above 10 Tfachim from the ground. The reason being, D'iyesh Tchumen, because if you're going to say that there is the Isra Tchumen above 10 Tfachim on the ground, B'chad B'shabbat Lishtri, then it should be mutter to drink wine on Sunday, or on the day after Yom Tov, D'lo Yos Eliyahu B'Shabbos, because Eliyahu HaNavi obviously could not come on Shabbos, because there's the Isra Tchumen above 10 Tfachim. So from the fact that we don't say that, that we say that it is going to be Asr on Sunday from drinking wine, obviously maybe Eliyahu HaNavi did come the day before, as he's supposed to, which is on Shabbos, and that is because there is no Isra Tchumen above 10 Tfachim from the ground. To which the Gemara says, no, you can't prove him there. Hai Tana Svuki Misafkele. This Tana was doubted. He was unsure. Iyesh Tchumen Ay Ein Tchumen. If there is Tchumen above 10 Tfachim or not, Ulechumra, and therefore he goes stringently. And therefore, he said it's going to be asr on Sunday to drink wine, only l'chumra. However, you can't resolve from there to learn out ahead to from there and to say that regarding, in other words, regarding the case that it's going to be mutter 10 tefachim above the ground, you can't say either way. He went stringent on both ends. He said that maybe that there is a issa tchumen on Shabbos above 10 tefachim. That's going to be a stringency. But maybe there is no issa tchumen above 10 tefachim on the ground. And since there is no issa, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi did come, and therefore Sunday is going to be asked to drink wine because maybe Mashiach will come because maybe Eliyahu HaNavi did come yesterday. So therefore, don't resolve from the fact that it is asked to drink wine on Sunday, that therefore you could go ahead and walk out of your tchum above 10 tefachim because it was a doubt. He's not sure, and therefore he went on stringently on both ways. So now regarding this last brice that we had brought in regarding the question of if this tchum l'mal masara or not, and that the person had made a naziris on the day that Ben David, that Mashiach is going to come, so Gemara tries to explore this further. Gemara wants to understand this brice. The koi emis the konada, where and when was the person when he had originally made the neder that I make a neder that on the day that Ben David comes is going to be us of him. If he had said that statement during the weekday, so then it's difficult to understand this halacha. So therefore, once the naziris is chal, it starts on the person. That is, on if it's before Shabbos, as we said, because every day there's a doubt, maybe Mashiach came today to the Bezna Gola, maybe not. So then, how does Shabbos then come and remove him from this Isra of Naziris? And that is, how is it going to be permitted for him to drink the following day when it's Shabbos? You have to be concerned that maybe that Mashiach had already come the day before. As we said, that every day maybe he came and we don't know about it. So therefore, how could we go ahead and drink on Shabbos when Naziris is for 30 days, the minimum amount of Naziris? And since it already started on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, that on the day that you made it, because maybe Mashiach actually came, so how could you drink the following day on Shabbos? And then, because the Naziris already started. So David the Gemara says, El dekoy b'shabata b'konadr. Rather, it's on Shabbos when the person actually made the neder, u'b'yamtiv b'konadr, and it's on Yamtiv that he actually made the neder. In other words, when he was mekabel the neder, it was on Shabbos and Yamtiv. And that's what we said, that it's mutter to drink on Shabbos and Yamtiv. It means that Shabbos or that Yamtiv that the person had made the neder, b'how you yami the sharele, that's that day that's permitted for the person to drink. But you're right, from there on it's also for the person even on Shabbos, because maybe Mashiach ben David already came on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in other words the day that you made it, and therefore the Naziris was already Chal, so therefore even now in Shabbos it's still going to be us, so it's only if that's the day that you started it, then we know that it didn't come on that day, that's why it's going to be Mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it doesn't mean every Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's only the first Shabbos and Yom Tov that was the day that you had actually made the Neder. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah. So one of the cases that we said regarding the incidents of the boat was Pam Achas Leinichnasu Lenamal V'chula, that one time they were on the boat, Dribim Leil, and they didn't come into port until it was already dark, and they asked him, were we out of the Tchum when Shabbos started, and therefore we can't go ahead into the city, or were we already within the Tchum when Shabbos started, and therefore we could walk in the city? So Dribim Leil says, yes, I saw through this, I was able to look at and see that we already were within the Tchum, and you could walk in the city. So the Gemara explains that Tana Shvayferes Hoysulah the Rimgum Liel, that Rimgum had a scope of some sort. That was a hollow reed that when it's long, you can't see very far. When it's narrow, then you could see further. Now this Shvayferes, this hollow reed that Rimgum had was made specifically to see a measurement of 2,000 amas, whether at sea or whether on land. And Shahoyu Mabit Vitsaifa Alpayam Amma Bayabasha, that Rimgum was able to see 2,000 amas on dry land, who connect Alpayam Bayam, and in correlation, he was able to see 2,000 amas at the sea. And therefore, he was looking through his binocular or whatever it is that he saw, and he saw that we were already within 2,000 amas, and therefore, although it's dark now, you can walk inside the city. So, related to this, the Gemara brings Haroitza Leida Kama Umkishal Gay. Someone that wants to know how deep a valley is. So similar to what the technology that Leil had used, maybe Shvayferes Umabidba, he brings this scope of some sort, and he looks at it, that is, he looks on dry land, where there he could actually measure. Then he sees how far he could see with that scope, and then he goes, and he sees how far it actually is. Then he goes towards the edge of the valley, and then he looks down to the depth of the valley. And he keeps on walking back until he realizes the place where he cannot see anymore the floor of the valley. That is where the end of the scope gets him. And then if he goes a little bit further, he's not going to see the ground. And then he knows how deep the valley is. And that is, he sees how far he went. If let's say he knows that it's a certain amount, let's say he measured on dry land, it comes out to 1,000 amas. So if he's looking down at the valley, maybe it's only 500 amas, but the limit is the floor. So you keep on going back and back and back until, okay, that's where I don't see the floor anymore. So obviously that you just maxed out. You know that now, and you're already 500 amas from the edge of the cliff. So therefore you have the 500 amas of the dry land. And then you know that that is another 500 amas over there, which was on the bottom, because you know that the scope was able to see for you 1,000 amas. And now since you can't see the floor anymore, now you know the depth of the valley, although you can't actually get down to measure it and you want to know the measurement. That's a way to do it. Again, you measure on dry land that you'll know how far it goes. Then you go to the edge of the cliff and now you can see it because it's within the area. But when you keep on pulling back, you'll know once you can't see the floor anymore, how much is the total area of the valley together with the area of dry land. And then you'll know exactly the amount of the valley itself. And then the Gemara continues, similarly, if somebody wants to know how high a certain tree is, as is, he's afraid to go up under the tree to actually measure it by hand. So what he does is, he measures his own height, the person that's trying to measure, and he measures the shade of the tree, and the shade of his own height. And that is, sometimes the shade is more than what's making the shade, and sometimes what's making the shade is more than the shade. As Rashi explains, that when the sun is very high up in the sky, so then the shade of everything is very small. But when the sun is lower down in either direction, then the shade is very long. Therefore, what the person does is as follows. He measures also the shade of his own height. And what he sees proportionate to what's more from the shade of his height on his height itself, then he'll know that's how much more the shade of the tree is on the tree, either double or a third or a quarter. And then he'll know the height of the tree. And then let's say he's 6 feet tall. And then he goes and he sees that his shadow at this time is 12 feet tall. So then he'll know that the shade is double of the height. So therefore now when he measures the shade of the tree, he'll know if let's say the shade is 40 amas long, then he'll know that the tree itself is really 20 amas high, because the shade in this time, at this exact time, is exactly double of the height of the person. Then the Gemara continues, Haraitzishli tisha chayira b'tzol kever. If someone wants that a wild animal should not be resting on the shade of the grave, and that is, they used to make like some type of a tombstone or some type of even a structure over there by where the grave was, and there would be this height of this building, whatever it was, and they would slant in either direction. And if someone's afraid that a wild animal should be coming there, so that it should be resting in the shade of the grave because of the heat of the sun, the person is afraid that then if the wild animal comes there to be just in the shade, but then starts smelling the body that's there, it's going to dig it up to go eat the body, and he doesn't want the desecration of the person that's dead. So he does as follows. Noyitz kana b'dalat shoyis b'yam. He sticks a pole in that area right there by the grave when it's 4 hours in the morning, let's say a perfect day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So at 10 a.m. in the morning, 4 hours in the morning, when he's coming to make this tombstone, this structure that's there. So he sticks a pole in at 4 hours into the day. That's the time when the sun starts getting hot and that the shade still has its coolness. As the Gemara in Brachas and Avchav Zayin Manaf explains by the Pasuk when they're talking about by the mun, it says, V'cham ha-shemesh v'namas, that the sun will get hot and then the mun's going to liquefy and it's going to go down into the streams. So what time is that, the Gemara says, that the sun is hot, but the shade is still shady and cool? That's 4 hours into the day. So therefore, that's the time when the wild animals desire the shade at that time. And as the Gemara says, v'yira l'heichin tzilo naita. So then you should see which direction at that time of the day does the shade point to. And then that side where it points to, of where you see that stick that you had stuck into the ground, which way it's shading, on that direction, mashpia v'oila, mashpia v'yared, in that direction you make the structure of this tombstone or this building that you erect over the grave, you make it slanty so that it shouldn't give any shade in that area. And as Rashi explains that, although when the sun's going to move, there's going to be shade in a different area, but since at that exact time of 10 a.m. in the morning, there is no shade, so then the animals are not going to come there to rest in the shade over there, because at that time, there's no shade, so it's not going to come out anymore until it gets dark, and at that time, there's already no more shade. And also Rashi says, because after 4 hours into the morning, after 10 a.m., that even if the shade's going to be hot, and therefore at noontime it doesn't help anyway, so therefore they're not going to come to rest in the shade. So therefore, again, if you want to protect this, you see, you stick in the pole, you see which way the shade is going to be. So therefore, in that area where, of the grave, you make the building in, this, in such a structure that it doesn't give off shade in that area. So although at a later point in time, it's going to have another time, it doesn't make a difference because then the wild animals are already gone. And even if they come back at that time, the shade's not helpful anymore because it's so hot in the area, even by the shade, they're not going to come, and therefore not going to come to desecrate the body that's buried in the grave.